Welcome to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. This is a recording from the monthly Oldie Literary Lunch at the National Liberal Club. To book a ticket, please go to www.theoldie.co.uk/lunches. Our second speaker today is Sarah Vine, a Daily Mail columnist who received Columnist of the Year in 2019. She was arts editor of the Times, and she was married to somebody called Michael Gove, a distinguished cabinet minister. I think, in fact, you are still Lady Gove, aren't you? You're not yet divorced. And she's written a brilliant memoir called How Not to Be a Political Wife. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Vine.
Thank you, Aaron. That was brilliant. I can't wait to meet him. Thank you all for coming. What a beautiful building. So, yes, I'm afraid I am the Lady Gove, because neither my ex-husband nor I are very good at filling in forms, so we've just sort of lost interest, really, in getting divorced. But the reason I wrote this book, How Not to Be a Political Wife, is because I think I had quite an interesting experience. Being a sort of outsider on the inside in government. When I started writing the book, actually, it started out really as a memoir featuring really my father. And the title was going to be The Naked Car Chase, because that's something that happened to me when I was 11, involving my father and my mother and her lover. And I had this idea that I would write this sort of crazy book about my crazy childhood with my crazy father. And then it sort of blossomed from there, and when I sent my book in to the publisher, they were very nice. They had quite like 3 or 4 days of silence, and then they came back to me and they said, "We do like the book, but we're just a bit worried that your father's going to sue you." And I said, "No." And so, if you can imagine that, of all the people in the book that might sue me, they thought it would go to be my father. You can sort of maybe get a sense of the level of kind of honesty and naughtiness that is in the book. It's a very naughty book. It's about a messy world. It's about a messy person, i.e. myself, making all the terrible mistakes that I've made and all the errors of judgment and getting the wrong end of the stick all the time, which is what I do. And it's that person being inserted into a very establishment world where full of very glamorous people and very glamorous situations, and the feeling in that, the words of that song, you know, this is not my beautiful life, this is not, I don't belong here at all. And trying to make sense of it all and often failing. And the book sort of starts on the morning after the Brexit vote, which was probably, I suppose, I don't know if anyone here dabbles in the tarot, but it was probably my tower moment when I, you know, fell from the top of my tower. And I wake up, and I'm woken up by the smell of cigarettes outside my bedroom window. And it's all these reporters gathered outside, and they're all having a morning fag, and they're chatting. And I realise that my whole world is totally about to change. And it did. And, you know, I say in the book that Brexit cost me my friendships, my sanity, my marriage. And it's... someone needs to take a pill, I think, probably. Given the audience, I'm just hazarding a guess. I decided that, you know, first initially I was not going to write about it because it was also kind of insane and crazy. And then about 2 years ago, I suddenly realised that if I didn't write it, it was going to sort of dog me for the rest of my life. And because I'm a writer, because I do Daily Mail columns and other columns and generally, you know, words on pages, that's how I make sense of the chaos. And I just thought I need to get all this chaos out of my head and into a book. So if you are kind enough to read the book, you will find it is a sort of strange, mad kind of a book. In fact, one of the things that Sandra Parsons, who's our books editor at the Daily Mail, said to me, she said, "I just don't know what shelf I would put this book on in a bookshop because it's not really politics, it's not really memoir, I don't know what it is, it's just a mad thing." But it is a sort of roller coaster ride, and what I really wanted to do was to give people the impression, so to give people some understanding of why it is that politics has gone so wrong and why it does always go so wrong. And it's to do with people, and people think of politics as a sort of technical political thing. As a, you know, they assume that politicians are, you know, functional, normal human beings, but they're really not. And in fact, I'd say that they're probably the least qualified. I mean, to be a politician, you have to be such an... you have to be so thick-skinned that you are almost incapable of understanding other people, because you're just such a sort of egomaniac. And the world that you operate in is so unbelievably vicious and so unbelievably unpleasant. And when people say to me, why is it that politics fails all the time? The simple answer is that if you are a politician, and if you are at all near the top of the tree, 99.9% of your day is spent trying not to get fired. And then there's a tiny 1% that is spent actually doing some work. And in fact, the job of the Prime Minister is basically a non-job. I mean, literally all you're doing is just running a giant creche. And all these people are sort of growling and shouting at each other and throwing things at, and it's just a nightmare. And so the reason politics doesn't work is because the people who become politicians are just sucked into this terribly difficult machine. And you know, I think a lot of it's to do with the modern world and social media and all of that kind of stuff. But I wanted to give the reader a sense of that chaos and to sort of try and explain basically why it is that their bins are not being properly emptied. So if you want to read it. You can also listen to it, actually. I read it. And I didn't mispronounce any words, and I even do some accents. And there's some fun stuff in it, you know, meeting Donald Trump. The best moment, actually, in my political life was probably meeting the Queen, the late Queen, which I have to say was extraordinary. But thank you all for coming. I hope you read the book. If you enjoy it, let me know. Thank you.
You have been listening to Radio Aldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. Why not get 3 trial issues of the Aldie magazine for just £1? Sure you'll enjoy it. We'll then charge you £25.75 for every 6 issues. Just go to checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial as 1 word in capitals. That's checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial.